Cum Lenin, a Black Gemara. Cum Lenin, a Black Gemara, Avdalah Amar Aleph. Avdalah Amar Aleph. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, since we are discussing what Rav Yehuda said, the name of Rav, what he said, the name of Shmuel, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Chavis Meleya Mayim, have a barrel full of water, Shnafla Liyam HaGadol, a barrel full of water fell inside the Yam HaGadol in the sea. HaTovel Shom, if you Tovel right there when that water landed, Loi Osa Loi Tfila. The Tfila is no good. Why? Why is it no good? Because HaTovel in the sea is alright. Chayshin, we are worried, L'shloishas Lugin Shalayib and Makam Echad. We're worried that maybe the three Lugin are of Mayim Sheuvin, of drawn waters in one place. So you therefore... We're in the Mayim Shuvin part of the water.
Even though the barrel is closed, the water is closed
in
the barrel?
No, the barrel is gone. The water spilled out of the barrel into the air. And there is one opinion, I learned, that talking about you went into the barrel. But Vidavka Liyamagodl, only a sea which the waters come. The Koiva Kaima, the water is still. So it's possible that the entire three Lugin are together. Aval Nahara Ba'alma, but Stama River Loi, because it's flowing and therefore it dissipated. Rashi, four lines above the middle wide lines.
This whole thing about the three
lugin
is if it's exactly 40
saws. Yeah. If three lugin doesn't matter how many saws it is. Less than three, if it's less than 40 saws, it's a problem. If it's more than 40 saws, then three lugin can pass it. However, Rashi, why? Shema kol mayim, perhaps all the waters that were originally in the barrel, aim them yachad together. Shema, perhaps bozer roishay verubay b'mayim sheuvin. Maybe you entered in that area mayim sheuvin. Vze echad min hapaisin es haTruma. This passels the Truma. Now, so where Rashi is be learning is you first became tohar because you went into the sea, and then you went into this area of the mayim sheuvin. And therefore, it's possible that you became tummy afterwards. When you go to Mayim Shuvim, you became tummy. And it's possible for Truma. Well, I am. To the next Rashi. E. Efshir. L'shloish is looking. L'gassinim. We're not good. E. Efshir means that this definitely is what happened. With middle wide lines. L'havadi Efshir. It surely is possible that it missed, that it spread out. It could be in one place. El chayshin and l'sham. It's only a chash. The holding is a chash. Time is the gavra chazaka. The gavra is on his chazaka. Okay, the Rishayim have a whole. They ask the question. You ask the chayda if it's part of the sea. We know that if it's sea looking part of a big thing, then it becomes the holding becomes kosher, and so on and so forth. So they have all different shots in the Gemara here. We're just looking at Rashi. Tell you what, right? Tanya, I'm walking back to Gemara. We're looking at Braisa. Chovis Malayayin, a barrel full of wine, should not fall into the Yam HaGadol. A barrel full of wine that fell into the Yam HaGadol. HaToivu Sham, Le Oso Le Tfilim. A barrel full of wine that fell into the Yam HaGadol. That was about wine. Whoever's table in that area, not Tfilim. Why? Chayshinin Lishleishas Lugin Sheuvin Shli Mokim Echad. We are worried that maybe the three Lugin are still in one particular area. Likewise, Kikul Shetruma should not fall Sham. After this guy went to the mikveh, so he's metame the waters because he didn't become tired. If a kick of truma falls in the very same area, that kick will become tummy from the yayin. So thinking about a mai v'chein, what do you mean the same thing? Because I would have thought there's a difference between the person and the wine and the truma. Hasam uki gavra chazaki. The person before he went to the yam, he was tummy. So therefore, since we don't know what happened, we're going to remain with that chazaka. Hacha uki truma chazaki. Here the truma was tired before it landed in the water. And you want to change the chazaka, maybe not kamashlan, that no, it's a strong suffix. And this is all that Rishonim asked Rashi, according to you, Rashi, before, you went in the water, you became tired, then you went into three lugin, you became tamei, so your chazaka is that you're tired. Why go back two stages ago, go back one stage ago? Rashi. In the first wide line, after the guy went to the mikveh and he went out. One place, because the person, the chazav, the team, is like a kilimatami, the bread. My v'chein pshita, even the chayeshes l'shem ha'yayin oim became the wine standing in one place, a stationary ikel meicher nirukake. The bread became tummy. We're up to the Mishnah. Ma'odem would have thought avagav the gabit tefila chayshinen. Even though I would have thought by tefila b'chayeshes the gabit kikale chayshinen. We're not worried about bread. Hamilsus feiti, but it's a suffix. Ika yayin b'duchte ilay. Is the wine in one place or not? We gabit gavre would mean by a person would say le also le tefila. Perhaps the mikvah didn't work. You want to change the status quo? Let's go back to the status quo, which is okay. What it was he would tummy. Ubitzilosophic at the Bolotati, you want to time it iron through a philosophic. Altitarenum misophic. Hoch of here, Uki Truma Chazoka, here the Truma Chazoka, he becheskas Taheda Kaima. Commercial law comes to teach you. Okay, over to the Mishnah. Back to Makkas. We say this person, we two witnesses come to court and say, Reuven owes Shimon $200. Turns out to be these people liars. According to Rameya, they get two punishments. They get schmitz, they get 39 lashes for lying, and they have to pay to reimburse that person kasha zaman. The pasuk that gives them makas, which is leisana, don't lie, but is not the same pasuk that gives them tashlumin, which is kasha zomim.
So then there's no combine because it's two separate.
According to Rameh, divi Rameh. However, chachamim disagree. They say kol mishalim ainu like if you pay money, you don't get malchus. Why? Because come with your rabbi. Even though the Gemara Ksubas already asked, so give him malchus and not money. So he said, the Tatum Fader said, you have to kasha zomim, which means you have to give to do exactly what he wanted to do. You have to give money. Once you do that, you cannot give malchus. Rashi shloi Hashem hamechayve malchus mechayve tashlumin malchus from Leisana comes from the pasuk Leisana don't lie. V'tashlumin comes the pasuk mikasha zomim he wanted to do. Hashem mikra the pasuk. The Gemara Rashi kala meshalam in a loike whoever pays does not bring malchus. The chesiv kedei dish osay you can only penalize him for one evil act. Mshemurisha achas hamechayve for one criminal act you can. Make him liable. He had the mechayva and mishum stadish, not for two. With mesech the ksuvis makshim, he asked, when Amor, let us say fakert, call a loike in the mesham, give him the lashes, no make him pay. The yuku call a zaymi vile yisham, so every time somebody's a mezaymi, give him only malchus and they shouldn't pay. With mishanin and befeid is shrips a teyat, teyat clearly included, eidim zaymi in the shlum, you gotta pay. The yalf la hasim kashas amam, so therefore, it's the other way around. Back to the Gemara, case number two, the same idea. What happens? They say that person is chayiv lashes aboyim 40. They say that guy did an aveda, he ate treif, and he was caught, and therefore he deserved to eat to get 40 lashes. Benim tozaim, and they were liars. According to a mayor who says that you get two punishments: one for leisana for lying, and one for kashas amam. Here, they get 80 lashes. Like in shmeinim, mishum leisana bereache chok, and mishum vasil kashas amam. They'll get 80 lashes with two separate psukim. You only get one punishment because the pasuk says Lelisha Achas, only for one criminal act. Rashi ain't loikin el aboyim shum kasha zamam. I'm shum leisan el loki. You don't get malchus for leisan. Why not? The Gemara will explain. Your father's time. That's the next mission. Yeah.
So then, why would malchus and each get 40?
Okay, we'll see the mission. We'll get to the mission hopefully today. No, you want to divide it. We'll soon see. Says more bish, lame rabbanon. It makes sense that rabbanon. We understand why that rabbanon holds. You only get one punishment. It says in pasuk, kedei say. It says in pasuk. We'll be learning that the whole idea. He bin hakas of Russia, and it says there you should hit him kedei dish osay b'mispar aboyim. Okay, kedei dish osay. See, it says for one criminal act. So we dashin mishum risha achas atemechayva. You can only obligate for one criminal act. We atemechayva mishum stei dish, but not for two. Fine. But what's a mayor for? How can a mayor hold you get two punishments? Omarullah says Ullah, he learns it out from, he brings an example from an analogy, Goma Mimoitsi Shemra. He learns out from somebody who marries a woman and then he comes and he says that she wasn't a virgin and I'm accusing her of committing adultery while we were engaged to be married. Now, what do we know? What's the punishment? Turn out to be a liar. He gets two punishments. He has to pay $100, and he gets lashes. Ma moitzi shemra loike. He gets lashes umishalim, and he has to pay af kol. So therefore, we see that you could get malchus and mishalim. And over there, it has to do with talking, speaking. Over here, also by edim zaim, which is do with speaking and talking, you can get two punishments: malchus and payment. Af kol loike umishalim. Since you have two psukim, we'll give you both malchus and payment. Rashi, Moitzi Shemra, Lemetzosta, because I didn't find her to be a virgin. Like Mishal Mechsiv, it says, V'yosru Oisa, you should put Oinsha. It says, V'yosru Oisa, you should punish him. That's Malchus. V'Oinsha Oisa, and you should make him pay. That's money. I mean, Mechsiv is V'yosru is a Malchus, V'yafilam Mechsukim. Freddy Gemara, I don't understand. How can you draw any comparisons to Moitzi Shemra? We have a rule. When it's a compensation, it's a means of compensation, so we can compare one compensation to another, because all the same idea, to rectify what they did. Okay. However, Where it's a penalty, you cannot draw any analogies, because a penalty means it's over and above the law. How can you compare one to another? In fact, we have a rule, a knas is a chiddush, and you can't buy any by the chiddush. You can't learn anything from it. Since Moitzi Shemra is a knas, why is it a knas? He didn't cause a damage of $100, so therefore, why is the Torah levying a penalty of $100? That is called a penalty for lying. So how can you draw any similarities from it? How can you say that in Zayman is like Moitzi Shemra? So ask the Gemara, Mali Moitzi Shemra. Moitzi Shemra is different. She can't knas. It's a penalty. So how can you compare Edom Zayim into Edom Shemra? Says the Gemara. So the law of Akiva, the male holds like his teacher of Akiva, the Amar, who's of the opinion that Edom, which we had already earlier, that Edom Zayim means Knosso. He holds that Edom Zayim is also Knas. Because the fact that they did nothing. What did they do? Nothing. And why are they paying anything? That's called a Knas. What's the Gzeres Kosso? Then you pay Knas. It's not a conversation. Sorry? No, You go to the market, you work out the value. Now the Chacham hold it. Ain't Zayim is
Moinu. Ain't Zayim. There's no erech. You don't have to make. Sorry, there's no
value. Kasha Zamam. Whatever they wanted to do, that you do. Kiva hold that's a knas, and the Chacham hold no, that's not a knas. That's mammon, because that's what he wanted to do, and that's exactly. So it's a fixed conversation. Totally in what you are. Yeah. So therefore, yes, it's not. They say a knas is a uniform levy. Like, it doesn't matter how rich or poor this man was, it doesn't matter how rich or poor this girl was, we'll say you always pay $100. That's called a penalty. Here, it's commensurate to the Averi, the Bayim Zayim. It depends what you want to do. That's Makmaman. So the mayor holds his knas, therefore he can draw an analogy between Zayim and Tishemra. That's one version. Rashi Shekin Knas, Vechol Knas, Chidushu, Umichidush, all your fiddle money, you can't learn from Chidush to Mammon. So we answer that he holds the knas. However, Ika, the others who believe that this discussion of Ulam that you learn from the Shemra actually has nothing to do with Ein Zayim, it's in a different matter altogether. Ika, the master of the Ula, aha, those who learn Ula's din on the following, Ula's comment about my Shemra on the following din. Tanya, we learned a different argument altogether, totally unrelated to our Mishnah. Lo says, see the Mimena Boik, if you have a carbon, you let's say a shalomim, you're allowed to eat it for 2 days and one night in between, you need to make sure that you finish it by the morning, nothing should be left over. But then it says, Vahanoisa, Mimena Boik, what do you do with leftovers in the morning? You burn it. So you have a loisa said, don't leave anything to the morning, and then you have an asay to fix it up, which is to burn it. And the rule is lav, hanitig lasay, a lav, which the Torah gives you the ability to rectify it with an asay, then you don't get malchus. So, boha kosov litin asay achalik. So, the Torah is giving you a remedy after the Aveira. Leimah to tell you, she'ein leikin olav. There's no malchus here. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. However, Rabbi Kiva says, Leimin Hashem, in principle, I agree with you, there's no malchus, but not because of lavin is asay. You know why? Shouldn't have a lav shame a maisa. What did you do here? You didn't do anything. And the rule is that a lav, she'ein by maisa, ain leikin olav. You don't get malchus. So Rabbi Kiva holds a lav she'ema ma'isa don't get malchus. Rabbi Yehuda will hold a lav she'ema ma'isa don't get malchus. So how come by noisa you don't? Because a lav is going to say.
So the dibur is not considered a ma'isa.
What do you mean?
The
who mentioned a word about it? We're not talking about enzyme right now. We're talking now, right now, about noisa. Miklal, so what do we see from here? That Rabbi Yehuda holds lav she'ema ma'isa like in a lav. You do get malchus. So the question is, how does Rabbi Yehuda know that a lav she'ein by ma'isa, you get malchus? So Ula will say, this is where he mentions Majah Shemra, because what do you do Majah Shemra? You're talking. Talking is called not a ma'isa, and because talking is not a ma'isa, therefore he learns from there that what? That a lav she'ein by ma'isa, you get malchus. Just like Majah Shemra, you get malchus, so too over here. Rabbi Kiva holds that talking, if you remember, Rabbi Kiva holds that talking is a ma'isa, so therefore he can't, he forget Majah Shemra. That's a ma'isa. Talking is a ma'isa. Ein Zayim is a ma'isa. Telling mother. Omarul the Goma, what is of you to learn that the concept, the principle, that a lav, she'ain by maisa, you don't get malchus, you learn from Moitzi Shemra. Ma Moitzi Shemra, lav, she'ain by maisa, I consider it a lav with no maisa because all you're doing is speaking, and yet, like in all of these lashes, af kol lav, she'ain by maisa, like in all of. Every lav that has no maisa, you do get malchus. You'll ask me a question, ma le Moitzi Shemra, she'ain like in Mishalem. A Moitzi Shemra is so chomer. We don't find this principle anywhere else that you get malchus and you pay. We always have kamen b'rabbanei. Over here, the Torah says you pay and you get lashes, so it's an exception. So how can you learn anything from there? So we see it has an unbelievable chumrah. Ella amar l'shlokish lucky. You're right. You cannot learn from Moitzi Shemra lav she'ein b'maisa get malchus is an exception. But you know where we're going to learn it from? From Eidim Zayman. Where do you get lashes by Eidim Zayman in the case of our Mishnah? If you say Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, if you accuse that person, that Koyin, of being a Cholol, what's the punishment to the Eidim Zayman? They get lashes. So we see that they get lashes, even though it's a Lav Sheim Emaisa, all they're doing is talking. So from Eidim Zayman, we learn that the Lav Sheim Emaisa Lekelot. Says the Gemara, Omer Lishlakish, Goma Me Eidim Zayman, Ma Eidim Zayman Lav Sheim Emaisa Lekelot, Yer Malkus, Av Kol Lav Sheim Emaisa Lekelot. I, the Gemara said, there's a Chumra by Eidim as well. Ma Le Eidim Zayman, which can Ainti Chasra. Eidim Zaymin is all every Aveda, before you can get punished, you need to be warned by the witnesses and told that you're going to get this and this punishment. And you have to say, I know and I don't care. However, when it comes to Eidim Zaymin, there's no warning. If you remember the Gemara Ksuvah, the Flam Gimel, why is no warning? Because the Gemara says, that when should you warn? If you warn a second before they're going to give Eidim, they're going to be intimidated. Oh, you're already accusing us of being liars. I'm walking out of here. What do I need this whole thing for? So you're going to warn them an hour before, you give them a whole speech. Could be they forgot. It has to be taken as Dibur. So therefore, it's not possible. So, but the fact is, there's no hasra there, so there's a chumra there. So maybe by Eidim Zaymin. Ma'aymin is not accusing of being a liar. When you're giving him hasra, you're saying, you know, if you lie, this is what's going to be. Sounds like, why are you telling this to me? Obviously, you think that I'm about to lie. Why else you thought this was going through their mind?
I don't know, but they can accuse you of Mitzvah Shemra.
Yeah, exactly. So I say, what do I need a headache for? I'm here to help the Bezin now to find this guy guilty. You accuse me of lying. What do I need it for? Goodbye. And they'll walk away. They'll never come. So the point is, Eidim have this chumrim. So that's why maybe Eidim, I mean, because they have this chumrim, that's why they get lashes. Even though it's Lav Sheim Maisa. But how do you know every other Lav Sheim Maisa get lashes? Like Noisa. Says the Gemara, Moshe Shemrichich. Don't tell me Hasra is the fact you don't need Hasra is a chumra that brings on the Malkus. Look at Moshe Shemra. There you do need Hasra before he comes to accuse his wife. He needs Hasra. And yet over there, you still get Malkus. Ah, then you tell me, no, but Moshe Shemra has a chumra that you get Leikin and Mishalmin. No, Eidim Zaymin doesn't have a chumra yet to get lashes. Is the Chazal, then we go back and forth. The chumra here is not the chumra there, but the chumra there is not the chumra here. And at Savash, what's the common denominator? Shehain, Lav, Shehain, by Maise, they're both of them of Avera. But no, Maise only talking the Leikin, Olav, and you get Malkus. I've called Lav, Shehain, by Maise, even if you're not talking, just a noise, Leikin, Olav, you get Malkus. That's what Rabbi Huda learns. Rashi.
This is
and Ula, the combination of two. Rashi, Ula, I say afterwards, Tekanta is erected to the Chaparos Yalaveh Lav, and it's a Kapara on the Aveda of the Lav. In the second paragraph, we'll learn exactly how this whole Lav and Gazay works. Machlis Abir Shlokish. Loyman Hashem Huzeh, ain't times the Ikid, that's the main reason. The Lav should say, ain't liking the Lav. A Lav should say, you don't get Malkus, that's not the reason why. Elbe Ma, Hamaisir, ain't liking, you don't get Malkus. Lefi, because you Lav, she ain't by Maisa, because it's a Lav, she ain't by Maisa. Goma made Zaymi mind, Zaymi Lav Shem Maisa Lakin, Ain Zaymi Lakin Al Dibuddha for talking weird, but Eidim Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Where's the Chumre? Ain Zaymi and Tichra Srod, Bixubas, I mean, in time of Bel Nidus, Nasri, Ain Behu Emas, when you give us Ra, Abakoshar, Ancient Bez, and Exramata, any other Ancient Bezamata, Tichra need a warning. Says Gimara Baited, Freddy Mortrik, Malahatsada Shabash Behen, she can Kinas. Says Gimara Belchaita, the two have something in common. They're both a knas. Moiti Shemra is a knas, and Eidim Zaymin is a knas. Why could Rabbi Akiva say that Eidim Zaymin knasu? So Luchayda, how do you want to commit that to Noisa? Noisa is not a knas. You shouldn't leave over any part of the carbon. Says Gemara, hold the cash. That's not a problem. Rabbi Yehuda loisavul loke Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree to Rabbi Akiva who says that Eidim Zaymin knas. He holds Eidim Zaymin as a mammon because your punishment is commensurate to the act that you did. And because it's mammon, so you have one case of mammon, Eidim Zaymin, you have one case of knas, Moshe Shemra, and what do they have in common? That you get malchus even though it's a lav she'ein by ma'isa. What does that teach us? That a lav she'ein by ma'isa, you get malchus.
So what Rabbi Yehuda says that we're the guy pays money, he's just making us small.
Not where a guy pays money. Whatever it's commensurate to your thing, by stealing, you paid kaful, it's always double. So that's a knas, it's always double. And I'm giving you back what I took from you. I'm giving you back what I took from you. So anything above that, what is that? That's a knas. Of course he holds a knas. But kaful's knas. He holds Moshe Shemra's knas. He's saying Eidim Zaymin is not knas.
Oh,
Only Ein Zayim is like Knas. Because he's saying,
because how does he explain where the guy gets asked? Then because there's another love, the love of Malkus, by the way, because of lying.
We don't.
In other words, when you can't make the guy Gush from Mitzvah, but you give the Edim Zerim, you give him Malkus.
Yeah, okay, a posse. Either it's Dikat of Tzadi, which is a Russia, or you've been Hakkas a Russia, or Leisana. So last time, two ways of living, chatting about it. Isn't going to bite. Okay, at the end of the day, maybe the chumrah in this one is not the same chumrah as that one, but they both have one thing in common. They both have a chumrah. So how can you learn from there? Which the Rishayim have a hard time understanding, because l'chayda, every tzad ha-shavah, everything has a chumrah. So how can you ever have a tzad ha-shavah? Everything has a tzad ha-shavah, there's a chumrah there, there's a chumrah there. So the vart is, according to some of the Rishayim, is that these two have a chumrah. When you say that shekein yesh behen tzad chumrah, these two have a chumrah, but the third item, the one that we're trying to learn it from, has no chumrah that the other two don't have. If each one of them has a chumrah, then we won't ask a question, oh, but the tzad ha-shavah have a chumrah. So the thing you're trying to learn also has a separate chumrah, which is unrelated to here. It's because these two items, Eidu Zayim, Mejim have a chumrah, and the thing you're trying to learn from, no, he said, has no chumrah that these two don't have. So therefore, maybe we shouldn't learn Noisa from these two. These two have at least one thing in common. They have a chumrah. Mashenki Noisa has zero chumras. And the one answer is Tzad Chomer LePorer. Rabbi Huda is not concerned with that. The fact is that because each individual Aveda has a separate chumrah, is a raya chumrah that has no bearing on the Malkus. Rashi, Tzad Chomer LePorer, each one chumrah is different. Ain't Tama Malkus Toliboy. That Malkus does not depend on that. Second one, right? But Rabbonin, according to the Rabbonin, Rameya says, Lysander comes to give you Malkus, and Akash Zomim comes to give you another punishment. And you tell Rabbonin disagree because Kola like. So what do they do with the positive Lysander? Freddy Mother, but Rabbonin, hi Lysander, but Akash Shoka, my daughter, what do they do with that Lysander? We need that, a warning. It's a warning for Eidim Zayim. Every time you get Malkus, you need a warning. So the Tatus and Lysana don't lie. That's the warning. And then if you do lie, the punishment is Kashu Zamam. So it's not two punishments. But I made it as Horda Eidim Zayim. Hitaka also would need it for a warning. How can he learn that punishment from Lysana? He learns out Mahanish Orim that the rest of the people. That's right. This is how Rabbi Meir learns out where the warning from. It says Mahanish Orim. The rest of the people Yishmu should hear the Yiro and see the Lo Yasifu, and they will no longer lie and all that, like these people did. So what do we see from here? That's the warning for lying. So we already have a warning. What is Lysana punishment? No, so Taka the Rabbanu, why need two warnings, Lysana and this Pasik? We had a concept that we had before in Sanhedrin, that before you, when you kill somebody, give him one of the four Mrs. Bezen, you make an announcement. This guy was Mechal Shabbos, and this is his punishment. So other people should learn from there. That's what this Pasik is telling. It's not a warning for people not to do Aveda. It's a warning. It's not a warning. It's telling a din that before you kill, before the Aid don't get punished, you make sure you make a declaration so everybody should know exactly what is happening to them and why, so it shouldn't happen. I don't remember. I think it's a shoftim. I don't remember where it is. Look it up. The Rashi says Bepashas Eid is Eid Zekziv. It says right there. Vanishadim Yishmu V'Yirom. We need a warning first. Rashi lachroze, damrim sanhedrin, in achnokin, arbo atzich lachroze, the four need announcement.
I understand that Zohar for Eidim Zayim, but the Gemara answers now, it's not the Gemara, it's the Zachroze for general capital punishment.
No, for Eidim Zayim. For Eidim Zayim. No, this is lachroze for Eidim Zayim.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like
Rashi. The Gemara rejects that. The Gemara rejects that, and the Gemara wants to now say that. According to one opinion, he wants to say that the Rabbanon, what is this?
For Hachroze.
By
Eidim Zayim. By Eidim Zayim. Says Rashi, Lahachroze, the Aminis and Eden in the Chroke, Abbot, the Zoraz, Lahachroze, the Bezen, Sibyl Hachri, Kachwakach, Nere, Plenty, Bezen, Abbot, Plenty, the leaders of the Shemit. And we learn everything else from Eidim Zayim. In Pasha, Eidim Zayim teaches the Din of Hachroze. And then by all other punishments, we do this Hachroze because we're comparing to Eidim Zayim. But the point is, that's the purpose of this Pasha, of this Pasik. Nu Rameir also would need it for Hachroze. How come he used that Pasik for a warning? But Rameir, Hachroze, from Yishmu V'Yiron Avka. The words, Mahanish V'lo Yosifu, is the warning. No one should follow, no one should replicate them. The hachraza is from the yishmu viro. People should hear and they should see. Says the Gemara, Rashi, yishmu viro, nafkiv, as harim alo yasifu, and the warning is alo yasifu. Says the next Mishnah, this is the Mishnah you're referring to. Mishalshin Mamois, we divide the monies. Let's say they owe $100. They try to accuse the guy of that he borrowed money, $100, has to pay it. So now they have to reimburse him. We divide the money. Mishalshin means you give it to a third party. And you divide the money, that third party pays off. So that's why Mishalshin gives a shlish, the hand of a shlish. Or it means if you have three people, you divide into three parts. So by money we divide it. V'ein mishalshin b'makas. When it comes to lashes, we don't divide. Each one gets 39. Ketzad, for example, hey, do shuchay v'chavei l'masayim zuz. They testify this guy owes $200. V'nim tzuz zaymino, found liars, mishalshin b'neim. Then what do? You divide the 200, each one gives 100. Avali mi yadu shuchay malkos abayim. If they said the guy owes 40 or 39. V'nim tzuz zaymin, turns out to be they are liars. Kol echad v'echad loike abayim. Each one gets the full punishment. Says the Gemara min ha'limili. How do you know that each one gets the entire punishment? Amar Abaye Nemar, it says Rosha, the Chayavi Malkus. It says Rosha by Malkus, it says Vahoy Yibin Hakish Rosha. So we see by Malkus we use the word Rosha. But Nemar, it says Rosha be Chayavi Mrs. Bezin, when the Pasuk says don't take Koifer. It says in the Pasuk he's a Rosha Lomus. So a person who's Chayav and Mrs. Bezin is called a Rosha, and a person who's Chayav Malkus is called a Rosha. Malahalon, just like over there, Ein Misa Lamachta. You can't kill a person halfway. Afkan ein malchus lemachta. Remember, you had an expression in World War Bakama, malikot lekula, malikot lepalga. You kill somebody half or whole, same thing. So, malchus ein hachta. Rava says, not from here, but be'in and kasha zomon lasses la'ochi v'lekha. Rava says, no, it says in the pasuk, you should do to your friend exactly, you should get punished exactly what you want to do to your friend. And if you're going to divide, each one gets only 20 malchus. Then I said, but I want to give him 40. Why am I not getting 20? 30 money hook, mom and nami. I want to make $200. Why am I paying 100? Mom and the mistadiv, Malkus le mistadiv. Money can combine together, Malkus now. What's the logic? The logic is a posture like this. Buying money, the main purpose of the punishment there is that the victim should receive full compensation. The main focus is on the beneficiary. So Kasha Zom of there is for the beneficiary. He was accused of paying, that he owes $100. So he receives $100 in his place. So how do you get to the $100? Each one gets 50. So you're doing exactly Kasha Zom. When it comes to lashes, what does the victim have from that? Garnished. So what's the purpose of the lashes? Purely to administer punishment to these two. So and the Kasha Zom is focused on them. Nu, what did you want to do? You want to give 40 malchus. How can we give you 20? So we have no bread to give you 40. Now, what's a machlekes abaye b'rava? Rava does not like abaye pshat. The fact is, we do have the gzeres shavu rosha rosha. He doesn't like it because we have a rule we had in Gemara a few times. You cannot ain't done in efshe mishi efshe. You're learning malchus from misa. You know why misa we cannot divide it? Because it's impossible. How do you kill somebody halfway? So you have no breda. When it comes to malchus, we have a choice. Give each one half. So why don't you? So therefore, Rava says, I don't want to use the gzeres shavu for that particular purpose, even though I use the gzeres shavu in other cases. But not over here, not for this kind of a limud. Where do I learn from? Kasha Zaman. Abaye says, I agree with you, you ain't done efshe mishi efshe, but not when it comes to Amem Matzino, when we're trying to draw a simile. But when it's like gzeres hakasuv, the gzeres hakasuv applies in all cases, even though over there it's impossible and here it's possible, it doesn't matter. Gzeres hakasuv tells you that they're exactly, we have to equate the two dinim completely. Rashi. No, how do you know the call echot tzeik b'bar hanu? Each one gets 40 lashes. Rosha b'chayvi misa lashes who rosha lomus. Chayvi malchus says, "Vayin bin hakas rosha." Kasha zomer says, "Rava she kabel hanodan malchus shleima." He should. They wanted the guy should receive full malchus, so you have to get the same thing. Mama mitzadev by the kibul masherotzel hafsidem in kulam. That's what Rashi's saying here. Over here, the main thing is that he should get compensated, and he got the full compensation. Stop here.